We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake that ass up. Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilary, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Hello, this is not a guest, man. This is our guy.
He's our family member.
Okay, this is our guy. This is the first guest
you see yourself
that was
on that wall.
Ever in period. Studio uh-huh. here at the Breakfast Club.
First guest.
And it was our first big viral moment also.
I'm talking about
two different situations,
you
by the way.
You hear me? Okay? You hear me?
Always very important to preface with that.
You That's hear right. me?
Ladies and gentlemen. Ray J's in the building.
Ray J.
Hey.
What's up, love?
Man, I'm so happy to see y'all. I'm just holding it in.
I'm happy to see you, brother.
Thank you. I'm happy to see you, too.
You know what I like? I like the after one you do. It's after. I love here, but then you do one that's turned
Oh, yeah, the
up.
Uncut.
Oh, my God.
The Just with the Mess Uncut.
It's super lit.
Yeah.
What's happening, Willie
What's
Ray?
What's up, man? We got a new network.
I see. First of all, I mean, what happened with Raycon?
Nothing. It's just, you know, we've reached like a certain height, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that they can definitely continue to move mountains with the company going into like, you know, home products and stuff like that. And I always just like to have fun. Mm-hmm. Like if it's not fun and it's a little too critical or a little too exhausting, which it wasn't, but just to be in an arena like starting our own network, you know, 20 years in that space. Mm-hmm. Our expertise and knowledge and the way we shoot stuff and our story arts, everything is to me better than everything that's out there now. So
you still have equity in Raycon?
No. Shout out to Raycon.
But you built that though. Like that brand is that brand because of you.
But he built it and sold it.
So you sold it.
Yeah, and, well, I sold it back to Raycon.
Got you.
I, you know, it wasn't for sale for another investor to come in.
God, I got to get you some lotion.
I know. That's what I was saying. And then I needed the lotion and the brush.
You don't need the brush.
And I was in my bag. Now I'm just like, you know what? I'm good. I'm humble.
You rich. You good. Like, you trying to stay humble?
No, you know. No, no, no. I just, when I go to the bathroom, I wash my hands.
Oh, got you.
So what's the name of this network that you...
The network is called the Tronix Network.
How'd you come up with that name? God, that's not that you're supposed to do it up. Do it up, Ray. Put your skin down.
Pull it down.
Yeah, no, you got to do it up when you put lotion on. Yeah. What? Why are they called the Tronix Network?
The Tronix Network. Because we look at the Tron as like a matrix. You know what I'm saying? Like a manifestation tool. That's the only reason why we're still here is just because of prayer and manifestation and making adjustments when you make mistakes for growth. Mm-hmm. So Tronix, you know, I had the Raytronix company before we sold Scooty Bike, and we felt like the Tron was speaking to us from the Elohim. And so, you know, Tronix Network is that digital ratchet reality network that's at the cutting edge of the change.
You're going to be competing with Zeus.
Well, if I'm competing with Zeus, I'll be competing with myself.
Talk more about that. If you could, how?
I'm just saying. I mean, remember Bow Wow and I was in, we pulled up and I was talking about Zeus. I was talking about working with Zeus, and then Bow Wow was going big. I'm like, that's my people. We're partnering.
You feel what I'm saying?
That was the beginning. That was the beginning of their kind of.
Got it.
People started to recognize Zeus when we did the conversation. We started with the conversation.
Yeah.
We gave Zeus their first fight, which sounds. A little, but we gave Zeus their first fight, which was Rolly and Mangina. Mangina's on our new network. And then their other biggest fight, these are the things that kind of ignited them to kind of drive the narrative that way. Hazel Lee and Masika, right? So those two things, you saw this big flux go up and then, and then it all, you know.
Like, do you own a part of Zeus?
No.
Oh.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. And you know, we
had shows on Zeus though.
Yeah, we had the best shows. Like even Baddies. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
I mean, a lot of people get amnesia.
Right.
So you say competing with yourself makes it seem like you're on both.
Well, not competing against myself as ownership, but we did this network not solely to compete against Zeus, but to just give you a balance of what it looks like, right? So you got all of this, but if we give you that same kind of intensity with a story arc that leads you somewhere, whether it's emotional or crying or happy or whatever it is, educational, something has to be there to create the story so people can follow something. If not, then for me, I just don't do that kind of show. And I want to show people like what a ratchet show and a balanced show looks like at the same time.
What does that look like?
That's
actually R&B if you think about it.
R&B?
Ratchet and balanced.
Wow. We're brainstorming.
Yeah.
So, we have one show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I haven't called you guys to tell you about it, but you guys start the show off. It's the Breakfast Club kicks. It's like you guys are in this like.
How do we start it if you didn't tell us about it?
We don't know anything about this, right?
So, it's a really good show, right? Okay. So it's called The Fight Club. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna show you guys. It's a really good show, and then you'll see what it is. It's light. I mean, it's like
fighting.
Yeah, it's people fighting, but that show is catered for that. So there's a lot of other shows. Like we have Inside the Network. We have Going on a Safari. We have the Girls Club, the Cook-Off. Like we have shows like that. But then just like the conversation, I felt like people were like teasing you. And then they started to get to this deep conversation. When we did it, it's just let's go right into it.
Same with the balance in Fight Club, though?
The balance in Fight Club is the comedic like edit. With the fighter, right?
You started to say there is no balance.
I mean,
you should have went with your first thought because that was the truth.
Because
I think
there isn't a balance in trying to create another story only to end at the fight, right?
Gotcha.
It's straight about what it is, but it's comedic, it's refreshing, the jokes are going. So when you're watching it, you're not like disgusted if you were just to watch it and hit play, which we do have all the bonus footages on. We have the bonus footage on all the shows. You get like 5 or 6 clips and you can just watch it unedited.
How much is subscription?
$4.99.
$4.99.
Yeah, but it's premium. This is the premium stuff. Can I say shit? I can.
Yeah.
Premium shit.
Any scripted drama? Any, like, any, you know, comedy shows? Like, any... Because you do a lot of things, right?
Yeah, well, we're creating as we go. Okay. I have, like, 8 shows. So the 8 shows that come out are dating. It's Inside the Network. It's okay. It's a big transgender show, The Girls okay. Club. We also have The Gay
Agency. It's called The what?
The Girls Club.
Oh, wow.
And then there's another...
Do they want to be called that? Or have you yeah. ran that by them?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, I run it by everybody. And one thing that I don't do is... My mission isn't to make the reality star look bad.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the same position. And what I'm here to do is to ignite the numbers so our points could be on the board like basketball players.
Mm-hmm. So what's the Girls Club? Break that down.
It's 13 transgenders, transgender women. They're super cool. They're super lit. And they're in there to tell their story and to survive, you know, this big moment and, you know, make a name for themselves. And it's one of the loudest shows we have. Sydney Starr is the star of it. She helped put that together with me. And it started off with her trying to do an audition show, a love show in Atlanta. And, dude, attempted murder, like 17 shots, like, popped off. And it's like,
oh, what?
Yeah, it was crazy. It's in there. It's all over.
Y'all caught that on camera?
Yeah. Shout out to the Rod from the Gay Agency. Shout out to the Gay Agency as well.
What the hell is the Gay Agency?
A gay agency.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So listen, with this show, is there like it's like a survival show or is it like a theme? Like, what is it?
It's similar to, like, we did Bad Girls Club with Oxygen. We did Bad Girls All-Star Battle, but it's similar to the Bad Girls
that
Club.
That was my shit, All-Star Battle.
You know?
Bad Girls Club.
So that proves to you that Natalie and I worked together a long time ago, so I was able to hit her, tell her Love and Hip Hop Hollywood wasn't really coming back. I think you should work with Zeus. It's a good play for you. You'll have power, control, EP, all of that, and boom. You know what I mean?
So now you're about to steal all Lee's thunder. You're about to take all of those people you would have said, hey, go over there to Lee. You're taking for yourself now.
Exactly.
Yes.
You call him,
you're not mad at
you call him Lee?
That's his name, right? Lemmy. Lemmy. Damn.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Lemmy. Like, who the fuck is Lee?
Lemmy. I'm
yeah, because my other co-founder from Raycon is Ray Lee, so I was like,
he knows I'm right.
Got you. Got you.
So now recently, on some other news, I was looking at TMZ. They robbed your cars? They stole your cars?
2 Maybachs missing.
Like what? Out of nowhere?
From where?
Right on our moment. They're in Reno right now.
The cars?
The cars?
Yeah.
We landed.
When did we land? We landed sometime in the middle of the night somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the cars were supposed to pull up, pick us up. You know, we had the suits and we was going to go corporate. And then it just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody transported them and then they stopped answering the phone. Then we tracked the cars and it was in Reno at like this casino and chop shop.
They were yours? Mm.
They were mine.
Oh,
so I bought one and Truth, who is my business partner, he's the one that helped me close the deal with Raycon. He bought him one. And we were just like, you know what I'm saying? Just feeling good to come to New York. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How much your contract was, man? Come on, Ray. Because I'm looking at, like, I've known you for a while. I can tell when the things get a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? Look like you got a new hairline. Look like you've been doing Ozempic. You're an Ozempic gold medalist now.
You
like,
did exactly.
You listen, Ray, don't give Ozempic, though.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Do not give Ozempic. Don't try to do that.
Ozempic.
He bet not. That is not what he
going
on.
I won't do Ozempic. I'm cool.
Right.
I don't do Ozempic, but I know some people that do.
The check was nice.
How you lost all that weight, Ray? Because remember last time you said you took off your shirt.
Yeah, I seen it, dude.
That's what motivated you?
Yeah, because...
Side boobs?
You saw them? I was trying to... You see me trying to hide them? Yeah. And they were just, like, still there?
Mm.
Cut to that clip. Wow. Look at me.
Oh, my God.
I love this place.
But the check was nice, though.
You know, it was in another, like, world because I feel like we did so much. Like, it was so hard to just break the code and understand, you know, technology and hardware, you know, the 3PO services you need or the warehouses, customer service, the CMO has to be right. The CFO has to be right, right? So even with this new company, like I'm starting it out 100% bootstrapped, full control with my team. But eventually as it grows, I'm going to have to do the right hires so the company could start being on autopilot. You know, I just wanted this time when we get to a certain point, let us continue to steer the ship.
Oh, you know, okay, see, I see what happened. So you got to a certain point, and Raycon kind of put a cap on things.
No, I love Raycon. It just we've just grown into another space, mm-hmm. and I know so much from strategic marketing and what we've done there to conversion marketing to and all these other like shortcuts that we have. So it's only right to mm-hmm. implement that into the reality shows because I never lost in reality, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and I would say that I'm the
reality show king.
I do that. I was gonna base it like, you know, Tiger Woods of it, but I didn't. Tiger wasn't.
Jeff is the reality show connoisseur. Jeff says no.
Wait, what are you talking about?
King, then, Jeff?
There's nobody bigger than me.
At first, I ain't gonna lie. At first,
where's Ray going?
As far as King over there, at first. It was Stevie J for a long time. In that era. It was Stevie J.
Ray's after that era, though.
Yeah.
No. Ray is there. This is after Ray. This is after Ray. Love and Hip Hop is after For the Love of Ray J and Brandy and Ray J and Family Business.
Ray, you got a two joint on. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So in reality, mm-hmm. That's where I dominate. So why wouldn't I?
I never thought about that.
But he's also, Ray J reality. I feel like also in front of the camera, but you got a lot to do with behind the camera too.
Exactly.
So I would call you the king of behind the camera too, because he produces. Oh yeah. He, you know, it's all type of stuff. I'm trying to let you know. I'm giving you your props in another way.
I was cutting you off.
Yes. It's okay.
Oh damn! You I didn't know you produced One More Chance and all that stuff like that.
Yeah, like he has
Lemmy and I, we produced. Yeah. Like, you know, when Baby came here and said, put some respect on it, that's mm-hmm. our campaign show. That's Music Moguls. We did, mm-hmm. we created that. You know what I'm saying? So I've been doing a bunch of stuff. It's just the product and the people loving mm-hmm. the show yeah. has always been, for me, the most important. The prop of it and the attention. Like, I think now when you watch this new network, you'll see that everybody on TV has our sauce. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The only thing is that the shit I put on it now, they can't do. Mm. It's impossible. Even the editors, like, we're editing everything hands-on. My team is outside, and they're ready to edit right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they're ready to edit at the highest quality and really caring about, okay, it's the most turned-up shit you ever seen, but that's not all, right? My intention isn't to make the money for that. It's to create every reality star to have their own network.
Yeah.
Because it's really not that hard if you find a way to build the content. Because mm-hmm. I'm seeing just so much stuff out there and everybody's just giving this shit up for free and mm-hmm. free and free, and they're waiting for these advertising dollars that come in just randomly that you can't scale because you don't know the times and what it did. And same with like publishing. Like, how do you scale publishing? Like, it's mm-hmm. everywhere.
Would you put your family back on reality show? Because people scrutinize your relationship, and no matter what you do, the eyes are always there.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
That's what you sacrifice, really.
Yeah, I mentioned that even through the first episode of Inside the Network. I break down how reality stars get the end of the stick, and it's hard to
the
even
short end of the stick.
Yeah, I mean, your church is even tripping. Like, it's like, yeah. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, but they don't understand the arc behind the reality show. So it's one thing they're doing a good job because it's believable. But at the same time, we need more pay. That's all it is. Like, if everybody was getting like 10 million, 15 million a season, now we reality ball players. That's what we deserve.
But don't that defeat the purpose, though? Like, if you are a producer or a production company, the reason you do reality TV is because it's cheap.
No, mm-hmm. that's what it was done before. But now you look at everybody out there. You almost need a reality show to get a record deal is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I've never tried to get a
record
deal. I mean,
that's how it
looks
like it's working now.
Yeah. And so reality, the ratchet scene is about to do a takeover. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be unstoppable for like a few years where it's going to be on everybody's nerves.
When did it go away, though? Like, reality has been ratchet since it's been on.
Nah, but not
yeah, but
you've
never seen nothing. That's like, true. You've never seen nothing like the Tronix Network. You've never seen nothing like the Tronix Network. I promise you, if I hit play right now, you guys would be floored. I guarantee you, at the end, you're gonna subscribe.
I don't know if that's what we need right now, though, right?
But what am I talking about?
Do we need that level of ratchet?
Yeah, because watch the story arc with it. Like,
okay.
Yeah, this is ratchet, like, with a message.
Yeah,
does it have a message?
Absolutely. Ratchet has a lot of messages, because when you watch yourself in a ratchet environment and you do either ratchet things or you do the right thing, that's how you know how to make adjustments with yourself.
Okay.
But what I don't want to see, and I'm pretty sure everybody is tired of seeing people just fighting all over the place all the time. So that's what he's saying about, like, a storyline. It's actually going to be storyline.
Yeah, like Inside the Network is like my creative directors were fighting because they were tripping off something. I just caught it on tape. Or the Gagency. The Gagency, I mean.
This nigga got camera set up back.
When they was fighting, I just grabbed the table. Fighting. Nah, I was just grabbed the phone. But after that, yeah, I started to have, like, I got 4 or 5 shooters just ready for anything that happens now.
Mm-hmm. But is that a good thing, though?
Absolutely.
That we fighting if we have a disagreement?
No.
Like, isn't that a bad way of doing things? Like, we can't have a disagreement without me punching you in the eye, or you
absolutely
punching me in the eye?
Absolutely. We let the stories flow. It's not like, come on to our show, and if you don't fight, you're fired.
Mm, right. That's
not producing.
That's what some
shows
like, give
that,
now.
That is, it's almost like that client, you know how you got client privilege? Mm. In producing, you can't do that. Because that's not what the real producers don't.
But you ain't gotta say that, but if you give somebody a full bottle of liquor.
Yeah.
And then you give them some smoke or some edibles.
Your creative directors.
And then you throw them in a room. 9 times out of 10, you ain't say fight and get fired, but you know what's going to happen after the 16th shot.
Exactly. So they both have this, like, morality, like, imbalance, if you really care. Mm-hmm. But I've really been, like, in the room for, like, 4 months building out some dope content. I'm so excited. I'm like the ratchet. I told people, I am the ratchet Shakespeare.
Oh, I like that.
No, it is. And what?
I don't like that at all. That sounds ridiculous, Frazier. Okay.
Ratchet Shakespeare.
Ratchet Shakespeare.
I like it.
Well, break that down. Like, what is the Ratchet Shakespeare?
Maybe I need to see it first. Maybe I'm judging. You know what I mean?
But do you guys have time today to watch the sizzle?
Absolutely.
How long is the sizzle?
How long is the sizzle?
It was like 2 minutes.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely. 2 minutes. We got time.
And then I have an emotional sizzle. That's like a minute.
Where did I
see that?
It's right here, right now.
Let's emotional sizzle, yes.
Yeah, yep, the emotional sizzle.
Why are you turning to a screen like we have that prepared?
There's nobody behind you, Billy.
He is really selling it. I really want to see it. Like,
No. Here's what's crazy, y'all. I don't have to sell this.
Right.
This is not. I'm chilling.
It's just your excitement for it makes me want to see it.
There's nothing better.
Oh my God. And walk off like, yo, Source Awards.
There's nothing better in this space. This is like a 10, 15 million people space.
Mm.
This doesn't, I don't think it expands. The threshold has to be at 10 to 15 million.
Yeah.
People. But 10 to 15 million people subscribing is beyond a blessing.
But when
right?
you tell me extra ratchet, and I already think about Zeus, cause just be making me watch.
I make
shows.
Him watch Zeus sometimes.
And they be wilding. And now you telling me that there's a show where somebody gets shot 17 times?
Well, it's almost like no.
And you take it? And you gonna show it?
Damn.
You see how it starts? Some viewers might find this
disturbing. Yeah, no, legal. I had to go through a lot of legal. And I'm still going through.
Man, you
legal.
Need a Curb Your Enthusiasm style show.
That's the show.
That's what the fuck you need to be doing.
That's what it is.
You are.
That's what it is.
You are the Black Larry David.
I'm telling you. You are. Okay. When you see, you really that's are. What I say. I say this show is like Larry David. I said I fucking love Larry, and this is my Curb Your Enthusiasm. I said that.
You really did. That's who you are.
That's
man.
What this show is. It's okay. Everything that's fucking happening. Oops.
You can curse.
No, you got this.
See now.
This is ridiculous.
My top lip just be keep giving chapped.
You are kind of dry today, man. That's how I know you're getting some money. You woke up this morning like, fuck lotion.
Oh, my Ray, God.
Ray just walked off the mic to put chapstick on his lips.
There's nobody more entertaining, y'all.
Now, Ray, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Pick your nose with it. But, Ray, let me ask you a question. Last time you was here.
You did cocaine? Back in the day, yeah.
They had the nail.
Yeah.
I don't play around with that kind of stuff.
Back in the day, well, not even back in the day, a couple of months ago, you said you had some new medicine, ADHD medicine or ADD. Do you still take the medicine?
Herbal, yeah. I had to go back to the prescriptions, though, because if I'm not focused, like, I don't know, things go viral and stuff. So yeah. I'm happy.
So you're not with Herbal no more?
I take Herbalife. I take it when I just want to just chill, but when I need to focus,
right,
then I gotta go back to the stuff the doctor prescribed me.
Got you.
Are you really pushing for Brandy and Monica to go on tour together?
That's all I want.
Really?
That's all I want.
Why? What made you wake up one day and say, "This is what I need"?
Well, I've been saying it since they did the
verses.
Yeah, like I got the jet for B. We flew out there. It was this vibe. They were going back and forth. It wasn't like a competition, but it was.
Yeah.
And Brandy, like her side, it was like a mosh pit in a ballot.
It was amazing.
Ballot plan, and you look to the side, and we giving her all that support. And I just think Brandy and Monica is an undeniable tour, right? It's like you both win. Last run, like, no matter what you feel or whatever, like, how can you not take that opportunity?
Yeah, I love
that. If you know it's there, why do anything else first?
And the last song of the tour, Boy Is Mine, close it out. God bless the night.
That'd be crazy.
So I told him, like, I think that's a $100 million. Both of them, I think they can bring in a $200
million. Who opens up that show, though?
Huh?
Who opens that show?
I mean, of course, Monica would have to open it, right?
Yeah.
Have to open it?
See?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, because they would be co-headlining.
Maybe something different. Maybe you could do like a
song to song. Somebody has to come out first.
Yeah. But that's not a... Yeah.
RSVP.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was...
No.
No.
No chance?
Yeah, no. Brandy ain't having that either. She
yeah,
but the Brandy Monica tour, or the Monica Brandy tour, whichever one. My title is Brandy Monica tour.
Yeah.
But I think that.
Yeah, well, she would have to open. You
right?
know what I mean? I
and tell them,
it's
why.
It's co-headlining.
But tell them why.
And they can't do song for song for song because that'll be a replica of the verses again. But
or
no.
It'll break up their
set. Yeah. She will open. She gets the crowd pumped. Like, this is great. And then Brandy, boom. Like.
Who did you think won the verses?
I think Brandy. I'm Brandy all day.
I don't even remember.
Not just because you're here. Yeah. You know, it's just
No.
Brandy is one of my
that's facts.
Top three singers. R&B, I told you since I was little. Did not who did I this Women's International Month, Women's History Month. The first lady Brandy was the first woman that I honored.
No, it was your mom, then Brandy.
Yeah, it was my mom, then Brandy. Yeah. You know, yeah, but Brandy, you know what I'm saying? She was on the second day. I grew up on this woman. So I'm like, all right, cool. And also grew up on Monica too. And when you think of Brandy, you think of Monica and it's all right, but yeah, but Monica will open. Brandy would end it.
Absolutely.
Boom. Make that money.
We've debated who got the best catalog.
It's not about the best catalog. It's just the best, the overall accolades, right?
Not with music, because then you go back to like the whole Tank, Tyrese, and Genuine, right? Tyrese is the bigger out of the three, but Genuine got the biggest records.
Bro,
Tyrese is the biggest out of all three of them?
Yeah.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
The movie Tyrese.
Oh, as far as Tyrese is not the biggest out of.
I'm talking about like singers.
Tank Genuine. No, I think Genuine.
I think Tyrese
out of a person.
Tyrese is the most irritating.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
He definitely is the
you're not wrong.
And the most entertaining.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's
the most. No. He's not the most entertaining.
I like irritating.
He's the most irritating. He irritates the shit out of me.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything he's been doing lately has just been cringy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all know each other. Of course, y'all know each other.
Yeah. Him and my sister are cool friends. They always been cool.
You never liked them.
I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about Tyrese. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I don't like some of the stuff he be doing. And saying, and crying about a bunch of stuff. But I'm not going to diss Tyrese.
Yes, you already did.
Oh, yeah, that's gone.
He's going on his, you've done enough for him to go on Instagram.
But remember last time he was playing around with Eddie Murphy, remember? Last time I got mad at Tyrese.
I remember.
Man, just don't play with me.
Yeah.
Don't play with me, Tyrese. I'm not like that. But still, nigga. Don't play with me.
Yeah.
Why you turn to Ray Park all of a sudden? Like, what the hell? Like, why? What did you go over there and drink? What did Tyrese just start getting shots for?
Because y'all was talking.
We was talking about him.
So if you look at his interview, he just did, and somebody missed, he said, "Oh, no, me and Ray J," he said something real smart. So I'm just responding.
Oh.
I'm just responding.
So you don't fuck with him?
Mm-mm. But my sister does, so it's cool.
Yeah, so that's one of her friends, So
so it's like whatever.
Him, but stay away from me.
So where's the trailer? Y'all?
Let's go.
Let's
put it up.
Oh, okay. Put it right there. Let's pull it up.
Geotronics Network. Let's go.
This comes on next Monday.
Oh, Ray, come on.
He's fighting from the...
Just
Ray,
wait, just wait, just wait. Let's see.
No!
Oh,
Ray,
shit!
Ray, come on!
Whoa! What the hell?
I'm trying to tell you
Whoa.
Something!
Ray.
I'm breaking the
Ray.
Internet! I'm
Ray.
Trying to tell you something!
Ray, this
Ray,
is shot?
You gotta cut it out, Ray.
Ain't nobody
Yo.
Fuck with me!
Now let's show them the trailer. So that's the first block.
So that is the show.
That's the show.
That's the show. Inside
so now
the network.
It gets into
so
it goes into my creative directors. It goes
okay.
into the Gagency. It goes
okay.
into Mangina.
Oh, okay, okay.
Ray's
so
different,
Mangina
man.
Is.
Did I just see a guy on your screen shooting somebody?
Yeah, that was from
Ray
the
J
Gagency or Mangina.
That wasn't a stuntman.
None of my shit.
Did somebody really get shot?
Almost in the head, blown off, but nope.
Okay.
To the grace of God.
So what happens to the guy that got shot? Is he in jail?
You gotta see it, dog.
Come here, let me test this Tronix chain, man.
Uh oh.
Straight
on. You're
moving, buddy.
Wait.
I got the
ball.
That's good.
That's good. Talk that talk, Ray
yeah,
J. Tell
yeah.
him who is he playing with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask him who is he playing with, yeah. Ray J.
Stop playing with
see,
Ray.
I don't. Okay. The only okay. time I go big is when I'm talking about reality shows
Stop playing
and
with
how
Ray.
Good I am at making those shows. Okay. That's when
Ray.
I start feeling like
you see him talking to you like that. Tell him who you are.
No,
Ray
I want to make sure you're good. Jewelers be getting over on
nah,
people.
Nah,
behind you.
Duh, listen.
I didn't say you. I just said jewelers.
Listen,
that's good money.
He's the real dude. That's Alex. He got his story in Miami exclusive with all the top dogs, right? But that it's bigger than that. It's the craftsmanship.
Let me check that earring, though. That ain't Alex. You ain't through the earring, did you?
No, I just got these earrings.
Look at that. You can leave
no, them. No, I'm going to show you what these are.
Show me the LED screen when you do it.
Okay, thank you. This one is more clear.
Why you smell it? Why did you smell it? You
no,
a nasty.
You didn't smell my ears.
That earring back smell crazy,
Ray. You just smelled your ear. You nasty.
Sometimes niggas is.
Yo, you violated
like
me
nipples.
By smelling my ear.
Ray, this one ain't real.
I told you, these aren't. I lose too many earrings.
Oh,
okay. I already said it. I'm telling you, he said it.
This shit ain't real.
Oh, okay, okay.
I said I got them from CVS.
Oh, all right.
I lose too many earrings. I ain't buying no more grills either.
Hey,
I lose
Ray,
all my grills.
All jokes aside, people joke about Ray J. Ray J really is a mogul, man.
Absolutely.
Ray J has bought and sold and flipped so many companies. Mm-hmm.
And you know how hard that is to
it's
do.
It's not Absolutely. A joke. It's like, not a game.
And even in this society where everybody is looking down on the young, lit African-American entrepreneur, like, you know, you can be lit. You can be focused at the same time. I mean, when I say I don't give a fuck, that means that I'm on time. I'm over prepared. I know what I'm talking about. I know everything about what I'm selling because it's in my soul.
Where?
You know what I'm saying? I wake up every day, like every show, like my creative directors, the Gagency, everybody that's a part of the show, they're really my producers and they've cut all of these shows, right? Mm. But you just see the drama behind the scenes. You see it in front of the scenes. And then, I mean, wow, we got Stunner Girl, Young Rich Moolah.
Oh.
Are you ready for the backlash that's going to come? Because you know you're about to get all the backlash
in
the world.
We got Blueface.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, so you got Blueface, so they're doing the show on there.
It's already done. It's already
so
done.
So they left Zeus to come with you?
No, because see, at the Tronix Network, we want you to work with everybody.
Okay.
We so want a different
to,
show with
Yeah,
them.
We want you to come with us, come produce your shows.
Yeah.
Come on set and have fun. Reality stars, I don't know. I have never met one that said, I'm so excited to go on set today. They always complaining and always are kind of like, not ungrateful, but just mad, right? Yeah. Because they're not having fun. Everybody that's worked with us said, damn, this shit was just, it's like we just living and we creating and the quality and the edits are coming out better than everything that's on TV. So
getting shot at's not fun though, Ray.
It's not.
Are you ready for the backlash? NAACP, Urban League, social media, they all gonna give you mad backlash for that. You know that.
did you guys see the super trailer?
No, we didn't.
Do we have to see anymore?
Oh, y'all have to see it?
This fight? All right,
yeah, come on.
It.
We said we were watching
I want y'all to see
it.
Y'all,
another one?
Well, y'all definitely got to see at least the beginning of Fight Club, too.
Okay,
is just
let's see.
See that team?
That's the team built by me. Oh,
I love that. Let me talk.
I go through a divorce and all equally separated, so it's a tough question.
I don't care about filing for divorce, but I'm not a weak bitch.
Then a wall pull up to what? I'm here, bitch. Nobody's coming downstairs. I'm at their building. Free ride, bitch.
What you're not about to do is fight every fucking 5 minutes. I
been doing up
that shit. Oh, Safari, shit. What the fuck?
Safari got a show too?
Sneaky, get this the nigga. Fuck out.
Call time is at 11 o'clock. It's not at fucking whenever you want to show up.
Don't fucking come here.
Relax. Security.
Oh,
oh,
no. No. No, he did. Yeah.
I'm fucking on the shit out of here. Yeah, I'm mad now.
Who gon' fuck Mangina? Nobody.
That's Mangina.
Who loves Mangina?
Yeah.
I like to strap like any bitch see me like this. That's a fool for me. I'm gonna beat a bitch up. Oh shit, the reason you got Krishan on this motherfucker.
Okay.
Okay. Body.
Okay.
How? Why?
Let's go.
Oh.
Oh, attack.
Oh.
So then it goes like that. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Damn. Oh! Oh!
You got to show me the balance, Ray.
Ray, where's the balance? Show me the balance, Ray. Okay, where's the next one?
I just want Jess to host the Who Loves Mangina reunion show.
We're not going to just do that.
Ray, can Jess host the Who Loves Mangina
reunion show? No, I want you to do the transgender reunion, because that's
yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do that for you.
Whatever.
Is this the positive one?
Oh, man. We're not letting Jess do that.
No.
Jess is not doing that, Ray. No, Ray. Jess is not doing that.
Views.
Is this the positive one, Sid?
Oh, my God. I love them.
Ray, is this
all
the positive one?
Yeah.
Yes. Let me see.
Oh, shit.
That's it. With the bird. Okay. That's a good
with
bird.
The bird.
You think a bird makes it
positive? No, but it's a good bird.
Ray thinks a bird makes it positive.
He said no, but it's a good bird.
I'm fucking excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it.
Because what you're not about to do is fight every fucking 5 minutes. I want to see y'all fight each other, because that nigga, I ain't going to fight. Y'all going to fight me. And I ain't dealing with that shit. I ain't doing a fucking I'm dealing with no toxic shit.
I put my soul in it.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, if you don't get the fuck out of here, man.
No, wait, please. Oh, that's my bitch. Oh, shit. Shauna.
That hurt.
When we're under the influence of drugs, we don't want help. We want to keep chasing that high.
Ooh.
I have my audio issues.
What's that, Edmonds?
Of reason
y'all
see this
to explain the mission.
Oh shit.
Ray, like, man, I'm gonna be making so much money, man.
On the mic, Ray.
So Ray, nobody's ever seen me cry.
So Ray,
you can see me cry on the Tronics Network, huh?
Are you discussing your
wife? That's not a question for you, sir. That's not a question for you, Envy. Jess, ask the question.
I mean, y'all married.
This guy here
so
be so excited. Right.
I see him crying. I'm asking.
Yeah, is that were those tears about, you know, the fourth time? Okay. Damn. Ooh. Okay. What's going on? What you want, Princess?
It's hot in here, huh?
Yeah,
no, take your coat off. If you take your coat off, you probably...
It's kind of hot, yeah.
A little bit.
It's all right. What's really going on with that? I mean... For the fourth time, I mean, it's been a conversation for a while, okay? Yeah. And we just...
He's taking his overall right now. Oh, he put his earring back in.
We trying to figure it out.
We seen things unfold on
we
TV.
We seen, yeah, you know, this from the beginning. Like, y'all been through a lot together.
Y'all got kids.
A lot. Two beautiful babies.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I want to do one more day with you guys here. I know you guys are busy, but I'm having fun. My son is here.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I brought him with me. And it's just like, it completed a lot of stuff for me. Cause I was like, he a boy. My daughter loved going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in her zone. You know what I'm saying? She 5, about to be 6, but he 4. And he like be wanting to be with me. And when I'm out of town and I'm not there, that's when I get emotional. Cause it's like, you know what I'm saying? Just the little things of what they trying to learn and who they watch is who they are like. You know what I'm saying? So he hasn't wanted to leave me. You know how you like, all right, I want to go back.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to be with you forever and ever and ever and ever. You know what I'm saying? And then if I even go like to the store, he'll just start crying. So I'm like, you can come with me everywhere. Because it's not like you can't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, parents and everybody or creators be like, I need this time to die. Like, that's a front, bro. It's just making yourself more busy than you should be for the kids. So he here with me. He got on the plane with me. He hopped on the plane. He got on the couch. He went to sleep. He woke up in New York. You know, just having a good time.
But why is Princess asking for a divorce for the fourth time, Richard?
Yeah.
I just think that sometimes you reached a peak and...
You said this before.
Yeah, and I'm saying everyone is that next peak. Because sometimes when you break up, that one is where you're just like depressed about it and you like can't think about nothing else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then the next one, it gets easier and then it starts to make sense. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess happiness is important. You know what I'm saying? But for me, if my kids are happy, then I don't care about happiness. And a lot of people they say you have to be happy for your kids. Yeah, for sure. And I feel much more like, I feel like I have the power in my hands now. Mm. But at the same time, I would, the fact that we made the vow and I'm 100, I could not be happy. And be happy for the kids and just ride it out and figure out which years we're going to have that's going to be great and which aren't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm willing to not be happy to be around my kids every day. Like,
no, that's not good because the kids are ultimately...
You're right. No. I get that. But it's like if you say you're going to die for your kids, like you're going to die for your kids, but you won't sacrifice your happiness for them?
No.
That's not
mathematically... It doesn't add up.
No, because if you're not happy, you know, the mother of the children not happy, the kids are going to feel all that energy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, energy is never lost or destroyed. It's merely transferred from one party to the next. So you have to have what you need to give.
Do your therapist talk back to you?
Because
mine doesn't.
Oh, you need a therapist.
Oh, you're paying her a lot to shut up.
I just don't. I'm just like trying to figure out what did I do.
So
I'm
she
like,
doesn't have conversations. You just talk and
just takes it in.
And the session's
over. And then she might ask me one or two things, and then I say everything, and then I'm like, so
I got somebody for you.
Do they give you advice?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this
I got somebody for you.
Maybe let me read the paper that this lady is, because I don't.
She's taking your
bread. I got
bread,
somebody for you, Ray.
Is she black? Is she black?
She mixed.
Nah,
is she
you need
bad?
A black culturally competent therapist.
I've been like, I'm so old. Like I'm past like the, you know what I'm saying? The slick, you know what I'm saying? The slick player shit.
Not
you know
exactly she black, because most times black people understand black people.
No, I asked them, was she bad?
Oh.
Yeah.
And I said to certain people that like that kind of style.
Oh, she is.
No, I'm saying everybody's bad.
That's not true.
I'm telling you.
Come on.
There's no truth on somebody saying that a song is whack.
Oh, because everything's subjective. I get what you're saying.
So that's kind of is. Like, it's like, you know, if your earbud doesn't work, bro, the right one just doesn't work. Mm. You can't get somebody's opinion.
Do you want to get a divorce, Ray?
Yeah.
I'm really happy. I'm happy that I'm just able to, like, create something like in a sense of, like, give me this building and do all of this shit right now. And let me see that shit is like, it's crazy.
Do y'all speak? Do you have a good relationship?
Yeah, we talk every day. We super cool. Like, it's
you
all good.
You want to get a divorce, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're not together, then, you know, I just want to protect her as far as like, whatever the industry has or whatever it's doing, like she's killing them in poker right now.
Yes,
there's a lot of millions on the table. You playing with millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to protect her and protect the kids. Like you cannot, my kids love their mom. They look at that. That's their everything. So how can you not make sure that figure is even if you say all this crazy shit and just call me out my name or say I'm gonna die early, whatever, it's still all love.
Is it true that you're trying to get a pardon for Suge Knight from Donald Trump? Or you were trying to get one when he was in office?
Where you hear that from? What?
That, I mean, I heard that was one of the reasons you was around him when he was in office, because he was trying to get a pardon for Suge Knight.
No, no, no. And that's what you said when you said it. I'm like, that is a good idea when
he can't happen now because he's not president.
Well, I was just about to say when he wins again. That's what I was just
going to. So you going for Trump?
I don't. Well, who we vote for shouldn't be the topic of conversation. What can we do to help this place? Mm-hmm. Like, are, you know what I'm saying? Like, what does it look like right now? Mm-hmm. Are we all? Is it all messed up? It's all messed up to me. Yeah. Man, interest rates. Are,
yeah.
Interest rates was chilling with DT, bro. We talking 1%, 3%.
2%
for all people, everybody ate. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Four or more. Damn, I don't know. I mean, I guarantee you this: you can't get canceled if you say you're gonna vote Donald Trump like you used to. Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you said that, you risking something, right?
Yeah.
Now it's like I'm voting for him too. But listen, if you have your mamas and your grandmas, if you have your grandmas and your mamas putting your ballot in for you because they like, well, we worked hard for this, so I'm gonna put yours in, and you tell them to go Trump, just know that they still gonna go Biden. So if you want to vote, you got to get out there and do it yourself, because that's, you know, that's what my mama did.
How's your mom doing? Speaking of your mom, yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got it.
Moms is overseeing the whole company. So I got moms as the CEO, the interim CEO right now of Tronics Network. My mom sees it different, and my mom is super positive. And you know what I mean? What she did with Brandy was just very, very strategic, and brilliant. It was very clean, right? And then there's me. You know, I take showers. Hmm? All the time. I don't know how clean.
You mean it's not as clean as it should be?
No. I'm spotless. Even if I wore white drawers.
You told people don't wear white drawers.
Exactly, but I'm saying I'm still dirty inside.
It's a deeper message.
I get you.
A lot of showers, but it doesn't take away from the creative filth that crosses through my mind every day.
Yeah.
But I want to take you guys somewhere.
Yeah. And we're going to go.
I want to take you guys.
Where? Yeah, go ahead.
To the Bahamas.
For what?
Just to hang out. Breakfast Club, Ray J. I mean, we come a long way together.
Oh. Nice.
Families? You bring your families?
Like, we ain't good. I said, let's go to the Bahamas.
That don't sound like something I'm interested in. But
going to the Bahamas with Ray J?
No.
With the six cameras?
No.
And the editors that's ready?
Version of me. Oh, the version of me is serious.
The reason why we
ask it. Oh, yo, God. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. Dude, I want to do whatever you want to do.
That's what you said to Puff? At any of his parties?
Oh,
you ever said that?
My God.
Ray, how'd that... Ray,
you can get the cameras going right now and wrestle Charlamagne. That'd be a good one.
Ray, I'm just asking. Has those words ever been said?
Don't let him play with you, Ray. That's the second time we're trying to play with you, Ray.
My God.
That's the second time, Ray. Cause you got the goons. You know you got those goons. You got a booty goon show?
No, Angela Yee made up booty goons. I said it more uncut, but I do got the gaygency now. I do got, you know what I'm saying? Okay. My transgender squad. Suki and I, yeah. We have Hangover 69. The first song is called Pipe You Down. The video's done. Okay. I want to break it here. I want it to be on heavy rotation here first.
Yeah.
Before anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? This is where I see heavy roll for this, cause it's like, it has this like drill, this drill beat, but I liked it.
That was what was in the trailer though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
It's a really good tune. And I think that here is where I know it should be first.
Yeah.
Like, but not just playing it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know. But the world gotta love it. And I want you guys to love it. And if you don't, I'm your friend.
Ray's been in an hour.
That's my guy. I've had my quota of Ray J for the day.
Yeah, he's been in an hour.
Listen. I have a place down the street. You guys should come see it. It's filled with TVs and like all this editing thing. It's dope.
Okay. I'm watching the Ray J. Kirby Enthusiasm show.
And we're doing titty tour.
What? Oh my tour. God. Okay.
That's what I want some, I want okay. you to do.
She's pregnant, Ray.
What is the titty tour, Ray?
Titty table talk is.
I like that.
Yeah.
Titty table talk.
Titty table talk is really about educating, like giving your experiences on
topless.
Are the women topless?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
So why is it called titty?
This is after the titty tour. The titty tour is me, and I got all my.
Your titties out.
No.
Oh.
No. Nobody's. It's a strip club tour.
Oh.
We're going on a strip club tour, a titty tour. It's called Tops Off for Radio.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You like that?
Yeah, I like
that. You
yeah.
get you give me because I'm thinking about
what's the premise?
It's us in the strip clubs, right? We go there with the bus and it's invite only.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not there to make money.
See what it sounds like. See what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. We are there to throw all the money on the dancers.
So and the strip give club, you
a strip club.
Yeah, and give you an experience with the songs behind it, right? So you're watching. You're watching this beautiful celebration. You're listening to the songs, and when you leave, you can't get them out your head. And so that's how we're kind of doing our radio run.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of like Jocelyn's Cabaret, how she has the strip club tour.
Yeah, the Jocelyn Cabaret.
Yeah, but we're just going in and just having fun. This isn't a show. This is just
Just
you
a
know
tour.
What? No. It is a show.
Oh, it is a show.
Mm. I think so. Now it is.
Okay.
You know what I can't wait for it.
No,
I can't wait. Mm-hmm. To see you as a billionaire.
I'm telling you.
That is
going to
be
it is
so
coming.
Fun.
It is coming. Like,
there's some things I pray for. God, please make Ray J a billionaire.
I'm going to have, you got the office like this. Mm-hmm. The office around it is the skate
park. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Around the desk and shit, right? So you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then even more, like a little electric bike lane, too. Like,
yep.
You know, so all the kids can, like, do what they do.
I don't think people respect
there.
You. You know, you started that electric bike stuff before it was...
Yeah. Before Lyft,
it was a thing.
Before other creators
before
saw
popular.
It
yep.
and said, I got a better idea.
That's right.
Right? Because that's what ideas do. And I had to stand up because I, you know, I'm sitting down a lot when I'm editing. So I'm like...
It's time for you to stand on business, Ray. And what I mean by that is, like, you need to do more interviews where you're talking about your business acumen and your business portfolio.
Yeah, it's time now. But, I couldn't do that there because it was so sealed tight. Mm-hmm. And I had to, like, you know, just watch a couple of things. But I'm in full control. I spent all my money
well,
on this
network. How can people subscribe? You didn't even tell them how they can subscribe.
Yeah, to
Tronix. TRONIX network.com.
You should give people 30 days free where they can see if they can enjoy it first and then... You'll get them clicked.
He was already talking about
you know,
people
you know
giving
how you,
it out
how you do?
Free.
You got to put your credit card info anyway. I get 30
I don't think
days.
So.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like, see, you got to understand, DJ Envy, this is the loudest, most premium content they're ever going to get with an arc that you can't beat that just makes you feel good for $4.99.
That you've never seen.
Yeah, because what's out now is a saturation
yes.
of inconsistency where you don't know what's going on, but they're fighting. It works for a target audience.
Right.
But doing my testing with that audience, they love these story arcs as well. They love, like, you know, a show to start and then it has a climax and then it goes into the inspirational thing or the cliffhanger for something else. It's not being produced like that right now on the other shows. And if Zeus is our competition... Then we're our competition.
Yeah.
Because there hasn't been another show after the shows we did that are the shows we did.
Mm-hmm.
You can take us off of Baddie's executive producer for the second and third season and on. Fine. You see where the first time it starts, what it say?
Mm. Boom.
I don't know, man.
What I love about what you showed us is we saw the fights.
Let me see that demand letter.
And then we saw the emotional parts behind it. We saw fights, and then we seen the same niggas crying. Like, I love you. Then we shoot, you know, we throw to a clip of you with
the
two tears.
And that was the
gay-gency. Wow. Oh, and yeah, so that was the gays. That was the gay-gency.
Well, it was the gay-gency, yeah, the rod and Dumpin' D.
Okay.
Dumpin' D and the rod, yep.
Ray
what
J,
was
we,
it?
We appreciate you for joining
Dumpin'
us.
Dumpin' D and
D
the Rod.
And the Rod.
The Rod is the CEO of the agency, and Dumpin' D is his associate.
His name is Dumpin'
so those
D.
Names.
Dumpin' D.
Dumpin' D and the Rod.
Yes, yeah, the agency.
Fantastic name for a gay
man. He's like, who's going to look next week when it comes
Dumpin'
out?
Dumpin'
D and the Rod.
He's the one that like broke the thing out the.
Yeah,
the
like fire. In a gas station. Like
that's
the gas
Dumpin'
station.
D.
He was
shout out to Dumpin' D. Yo, I told y'all was gonna be popping.
Yeah. Now I'm talking to the Breakfast Club about y'all. My word is all I got.
Hey, me and Jeff's pregnant, man.
What?
You nauseous.
No, please, that's not. That's
not. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for real for joining us.
I thought that was the cold word.
Just shut up.
We talking a lot, presenting a lot.
No, I'm happy for you, Ray J.
Ray J, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't wait to see what the Tronic Network does.
Yeah. So we are working.
Are
it's
different.
Live now.
Yes.
You can go and you can subscribe, pre-subscribe now. The trailer is coming. I'm dropping the super trailer, which y'all see, which y'all just saw right now.
Okay. Oh, you're going to drop it right now. So we get a Breakfast Club exclusive.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Send it to us. We're going to put it in our YouTube video, too. So when they can see, when we watching it, they can see it on.
Y'all got it on. That was y'all computer, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we actually have it.
One of them was foggy. The first one was foggy.
Look, and you got that first episode that don't nobody got.
That's crazy.
But we're not going to put that one up there.
No, but when it comes out on the 25th, so that's next week.
So, okay. you guys have you guys are the only ones with that episode.
Thank you, Ray.
It was an accident. Because remember, I was trying to show y'all the other stuff,
But we were supposed to get that. We were supposed to see that murder live.
Yeah, I didn't want to. Yeah, I was just thanking me and I.
Can we drop a bomb for Ray J, man?
Yes.
Ray J, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you want to play your new record?
Yes.
Let's please play that.
You are part of the Elohim,
bro. With Sukiana?
You are a part of the Elohim.
I know. Would you like to play the record?
I know.
Let's play now. Introduce it.
All right, so this is the new song. This is the first song because you got Tronic's Media Group, then you have Tronic's Music Group. It coincides.
There you go.
There's a subsidiary off one and then the other.
That's right.
All Tronic's Industries.
There you go.
Right? This song is the first kicker off. Sukiana and Ray J is called Pipe You Down.
Pipe You Down.
Pipe You Down. And it's a really good tune. Suki has a show coming out on the Tronic's Network where she's executive producing.
What's it called?
Here's the title. Little Coochies of Las Vegas.
Little Coochies of Las Vegas.
There's nothing real about Ray J. He's a walking spoof.
It's about all of the sexy little dancers.
Oh, the little people.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Little Coochies. But then Splits, who's the first fighter on the Fight Club.
Episode.
I let her produce a show called Big Hoochies of Atlanta. And that's the big,
so
the
big,
big
backs.
Big ones.
Ooh.
So we got the
Big Backs of ATL. Is crazy. Ray J got a show called Big Backs of ATL.
Yo,
that's crazy.
That's what's up.
And the Gagency's series is like Brokeback Mountain, but the reality version.
Oh, I love it. Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Ray J.
Yes, yo.
Tronic's Network. We appreciate you, brother.
Man.
Make sure you didn't pass out over there.
Ray is the illest, man.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20. Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.